Good morning. I always count it a distinct blessing to receive your communications, your emails, questions, thoughts on items we discuss here on zani.podomatic.com. And I also welcome your feedback via Twitter at Tokobanda or on Facebook or wherever else that we are networked together. I was tempted to podcast on political events today, but I'll resist that temptation and instead share a powerful way for turbocharging your personal and business relationships to build your business, to break down barriers, to move mountains in the minds of women and men around you. A powerful way for everybody, for you to get that desired job upgrade you've been wishing for, the career switch, to improve the quality of your personal and professional relationships. And so I hope you don't mind, but I will treat you next time we interact, next time we meet, talk. I will treat you as if you were a stranger to me. I mean, do I know you? Do you know me? Somehow, I wish not. You see, I've hardly ever met a stranger I didn't already know. Stay with me now. However, I've had many a familiar friend or family colleague who I realized later that I hardly knew at all. So from now on, I'm going to treat you as a stranger, a familiar stranger. We are all raised to be wary of strangers, to count on those who we already know. Now, while I can see the wisdom of this for children, to protect them, I believe there comes an age when this whole theory, this whole philosophy of life needs to be turned on its head. Too often, the people who you already know, family, friends, colleagues, will let you down, will hurt you far more predictably than strangers ever will. This is not to discourage having long-term friendships, no, not at all, rather, this is to discourage taking friendships and relationships for granted. Whether they are personal relationships, business relationships, customer relationships, whatever your constellation, this is to encourage you to be as vigilant amongst those who are familiar to you as you are among strangers, to be as welcoming to strangers as you are to those you are familiar with. People familiar to you will impose their own fears upon you more readily than even a new acquaintance would. People you're familiar with will second-guess you, confine you to your historical you. Many will see you more in the light of what or how you were in the past, of what or how they think you should be, then in the light of what or how you wish to be in the present, in the light of what or how you choose to manifest your own divine potential. The way I see it, recall those moments, do you? When you first met your current closest friends, the moments when you first met the love, or for some, the loves of your life. How it was your gut feeling that tingled you into wanting to see them again, to know more. How you knew nothing at all about them, and yet you knew you were going to be together close. You knew you were meant to be together. So you knew nothing, but you did know them. on a deeper level. And then you embarked on what you thought was a thrilling journey of discovering them, of getting to know them better, only to realize later on that it was actually, in fact, also, and even more so, an exhilarating journey of self-discovery for you. And then, at some point, they started to get familiar. They were no longer strangers. And when this happened, the thrill started fading, the friendship or relationship started settling into predictable patterns. The familiar became the stagnator. As clients, as customers, you started taking them more for granted. How about re-energizing yourself? Re-energizing your life right here, right now, right this moment, making a conscious decision to take all of your friends without exception, your colleagues, your partner, and today making the conscious decision to see them as strangers all over again. How about reigniting that exhilarating journey of discovery of them? Only this time, it will be in the full advanced knowledge that it will turn out to be a thrilling, empowering journey of the joy of self-discovery for you. So, my dear stranger friends, it's good to meet you here. To start this conversation, I look forward to getting to know you all over again from now on, from this moment on. I'm going to treat you, with your permission, I hope, as if you were a total stranger, a familiar stranger. Can you treat me as one too? Blessings.